Welcome back. Third hour, Monday edition, Dana and Parks. We will get back to the apartment story here in just a moment. Sad news out of the world of music. Tito Jackson, who is a member of the Jackson Five, obviously brother to Michael Jackson, died over the weekend at the age of 70. He apparently suffered a heart attack while driving from New Mexico to Oklahoma.
Oh, God.
He was driving when he apparently had a heart attack. The family, his three kids writing on Instagram, "It is with heavy hearts that we announce that our beloved father, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, is no longer with us. We are shocked, saddened, and heartbroken."
And how old was he again?
70.
Did he go on to do musical things? Because he was the one that was sort of left out of the group at one point, wasn't he?
I think he put one or two solo records out. They never went anywhere.
Jermaine had a couple of hits.
Yep. Jermaine, obviously Janet, but she wasn't in the Jackson 5.
LaToya, please let's not forget the Psychic Friends Network.
Wait, am I the only one that didn't just automatically assume that Janet Jackson was part of the Jackson family? I just assumed that Jackson was such a popular name that they had no relation.
That Michael and Janet Jackson were brother and
sister?
Not
even kidding you. I heard that on the news this morning, and I was like, I am an absolute idiot.
Oh my God.
Because I had no idea. I never connected the dots.
Well, it's
Janet is Michael's much younger sister.
Much younger.
Yeah. I never connected the dots.
But it's from the 1900s. So, you know.
Can we not call it the 1900s like it's the 1600s, please, Dan? We're not that old.
It is a generation ago.
Did you guys see over the weekend during the Ravens game, they did an entire tribute to number 12? And so then I start doing this deep dive on number 12, like they had everyone lined up on the field. It was all this thing that was to honor Jacoby Jones, who I had forgotten a few months ago, dead at the age of 40. And I started looking into it. I was like, how did he die at age 40? I mean, clearly was in great health, right? I mean, he's a football player. Cardiovascular disease.
Really?
Cardiovascular disease.
For a professional athlete.
Yes.
For a former professional athlete.
I thought, my God, that would have to be genetic, wouldn't it?
I would think so. Yeah.
And then last thing I will say about football, but I'm obsessed.
Okay.
Did you see all of the memes after Xavier Worthy walked into the game? First of all, he had the greatest suit on you've ever seen. The sharpest gray with matching gray suit shorts.
Yes.
I mean, I love that look.
Really?
Oh my God. He looked like Gucci outfitted him. He looked amazing. I did not realize how tiny
he's
Xavier Worthy is.
He's skinny.
Do you know what he weighs?
120.
That's like
5'11", 165.
Yeah,
he is tiny.
How can you be in the NFL and weigh 160? I did not realize, you know, because when they're down on the field, they've got their pads on, and, you know, it's not like we're seeing him standing next to Travis Kelce by a scale or something. I don't realize how tiny he was. The memes over the weekend and the tweets about that, someone wrote literally on Twitter, Chiefs, why y'all not feeding Xavier Worthy?
I'm sure he can eat whatever he wants.
He's just the tiniest, fastest thing ever. And then my sweet Fabio dropped the ball, but just once, and he came back and did just fine after that.
Well, now he's going to be Fabio number one.
Yeah.
Although, did you guys see
Pacheco out?
They're bringing Kareem Hunt back
for
a visit.
All right, I saw somebody tease online today that guess what's going to happen now
that
Pacheco's out? You think he's coming back?
It has been confirmed through multiple NFL sources, the ones that know what they're talking about.
We have to have somebody.
He is coming to Kansas City for a visit tomorrow.
To work out.
Refresh my memory. Is he dragged the girl out of the elevator guy?
He's one of them. And
or beat the woman in the elevator guy.
His, you know, not the word ranking violence and breaking the laws, but
I think he's the one that tossed a woman out of the hotel room and
the fact that there are so many that we don't remember is sad.
Okay, but no. I'm going to stop you right there. If this is the case that I'm thinking about, she was not supposed to be up there, was not invited, started throwing a fit, and he shoved her out of the room and said, "Get out of here."
Very violently, he did.
Like, get the hell out.
Now remember,
you're not supposed to be here.
He wasn't booted from the team for his actions.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing to do with his actions. What he was booted from the team for was when they asked him about it. He said, "I didn't do it." And then footage came out.
He lied about it.
He lied to the owners and said, "I didn't do it. What are you talking about?" And then the camera footage came out and they were like, okay, well, if you're not going to be honest with us.
I do remember that. All right. So we have to have somebody because Pacheco's down. Hollywood Brown's out for a year.
Yep. A whole year.
It's Pacheco's fibula, I think I read.
That's at least 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Before we get to the apartment story again, can we get back to the breaking news that Sam didn't know that Michael and Janet Jackson were brother and sister?
Still stuck on that?
I mean, Jackson is a common name.
Okay.
I got to
be honest, my head exploded this morning when they said that.
All right, get back.
I can't. I'm completely stuck on the fact he did not know that.
I was like, really? Fact, that makes a lot of sense.
Fun fact, Janet Jackson also appeared in what sitcom as we were growing up in the late 70s, early 80s?
Good Times.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. How did you know that but did not know she was Michael's sister?
Sorry, I don't assume they're all related.
She also appeared for a brief time in Different Strokes.
Not getting hustled, not getting hustled, keeping your head above water.
Great point from the text line. Samuel L.'s not part of the family.
That is accurate.
That's a good point.
Samuel L. is not
part of the Jackson clan.
Part of the Jackson
that
clan.
That includes Michael and Janet.
What a strange group.
Very musically driven family.
Very musically driven. But I mean, there are, let's be honest, LaToya, I don't feel like that elevator went all the way up to the top.
She made an album once. They all did. And she was also on the
Psychic
Network.
Friend Circuit.
Yeah.
Right. Got it.
All right. 913-586-7798. We'll get to the apartment story here in just a minute because three of the four members of the show live in apartments, and I know a lot of listeners do too. 913-586-7798.